The text of our message refers to the healing of two blind men when Jesus was hurrying out of Jericho to Jerusalem in order to face his crucifixion. But these two men cried the more, and they asked that their eyes be opened. How wise they are. Jesus, out of compassion, his mercy to the two blind men overtook his business to go back to Jerusalem. So now, we're asking a question, why did Jesus' ministry include healing? He not only healed these two, or one at a time, but he healed, many times recorded in the four Gospels, multitudes, at even in the evening they bring to his house, up to the door, all over the streets, and Jesus healed every one of them. This, no doubt, is to demonstrate his power that he is the Son of God. Now, I would like to follow a new procedure adopted by Dr. John Sung, because we carry our Bible to church and carry back home and readily read it earnestly. I'm not saying everyone, but most. So I would like you to turn to the passages that are of great importance, and if you have a red ink pen, you can always underline it. And go home and restudy and check up on yourself to say, well, now my Bible looks more pretty, with more color. And so I'm going to ask you to turn to John chapter 10. John chapter 10, verse 37 and 38. John 10, 37 and 38. If I do not have the works, the word works here means miracles. If I do not have the miracles of my Father, believe me not. Jesus saying to the enemies, his enemies, the Pharisees, if I do not have the miracles of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though you believe not, believe the miracles, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him, that I am indeed the Son of God. Therefore I can do these miracles. And while he did the miracles out of compassion and mercy, he also manifested his power that they might believe. Do you believe in Jesus? The logic of faith in theological language, we say, if you believe in the Lord Jesus as a Savior, you believe everything. There's nothing that he cannot do. But the enemies are against our Lord. Now, in the healing of these two blind men, when Jesus was walking out of Jericho to Jerusalem, Jesus did because of His great compassion. And he was now coming to the end of his healing ministry. Today, worldwide, there is a movement called the Charismatic Movement. And that is to claim the spiritual gifts, the miraculous power that God gave to the church in the beginning. And so many years ago, I remember from Africa, the German-born charismatic evangelist called Reinhard Bonnke came to Singapore. And the Bishop of Singapore, Anglican Bishop Dr. Moses Tay, gave him a boost. And in their pre-campaign newspaper, he said that he will be able to cause the lame to walk and the blind to see. Well, we waited for some big news in the sixth sign. If he could do it, it would be great news. Nothing. He could heal perhaps more psychologically. In all the excitement and sweat, and the fever has gone. And it's, oh, he's healed. Like there is a common saying in Beijing, he that has small sicknesses, go and see the Tai Fu. Tai Fu means the doctor. And then, he that has a big illnesses, then he will go to see the Yesu. In other words, this can be proved by whether it works or not. Jesus can continue to heal great multitudes, the lame, the blind, the lepers, those who were possessed by devils, can give 5,000 to eat and walk on the water. These miracles abound. Just like going to a hospital, you see so many people, a good hospital, crowding all over, from morning to night. The good hospital have plenty of business. Fancy, these charismatics even teach the young people to pray for each other. You put your hand on my head, I put my hand on your head. This I saw with my own eyes when I went to see a dying member of Life Church. And the three young men all put up their hands and prayed. But he was already dying. And truly in 2 days, my friend died in the hospital. He was in his final stages. You can see the difference. Well, did Jesus give gifts to the church? Jesus gave gifts to the church. In Matthew 10, 7 to 8, where you can follow, there the 12 disciples were called, and Jesus committed to them, freely receive, freely give. And you can raise the dead even, heal the sick. It was a gift specially given to the apostles. And I want you to now turn to Acts chapter 5, verse 12 to verse 16, and underline When you go home, you can revise. Acts chapter 5, verse 12 to verse 16. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. Not anyone, not lay people, but not even evangelists, but only to the apostles in those days. And the rest were afraid, no man joined himself to them, but the people magnified the apostles. And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes, both of men and women. Insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter, chief apostle, passing by might overshadow some of them. Then came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed, everyone. Did Reinhard Bonnke do anything like that? No news. Nothing. And they push a wheelchair, they stand up still, and half standing, they already fall back on the chair. We have seen it on the TV. But these charismatics, I'm sorry for their wrong understanding. And they say they have the power. One switch of the hand, they all fall backwards. And that demonstrates to you that they have the power of God. But in all the Bible, there's no record that with a switch of the hand, and then you are flawed. The biggest charismatic leader is Benny Hinn. He is still very popular on the screen. I went to Australia last year, and in the early morning, I switched on, he came up on the screen, and two hefty fellows stood there to test him, and he wanted to make these two big men fall down backwards. But the more he did, the more they resisted, and he took the cue, and very quickly he slyly veered away and took care of the other, not the two hefty men. That already lets out the cat out of the bag. The secret is known. He is not having all the power. If they fall down, nothing is recorded in the Bible. That is the work of the Holy Spirit, but we rather believe it is from another source. Well, so the fact is that while God gave the power, He gave only to the apostles. Then the generation of the apostles died away. Every one of them was martyred for the faith. And the gift was therefore withdrawn because it was given for the confirmation of the churches. Now turn to Mark chapter 16:20. These are very important verses. You can go home and read yourself. Mark chapter 16, verse 20, that is the very last. The last verse of the Gospel of Mark. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with miracles, with signs following them. We must prove everything by scripture. But we are so sorry for young people even. And I have met so many young people who have been delivered from the charismatic church. They want to know the truth. The truth is the Bible. But the trouble is we don't read enough of the Bible. As the miracles were drawn, commented Saint Augustine, the greatest Christian philosopher and bishop of Africa. He said, these are not needed today because the church is established. Today our church is established. In fact, in Africa, in Kenya, there may be 70-80% Christians. Their president is naturally a Christian. The church is established. There is no need to further give miracles. But opposite, on the other hand, God gives a gift of modern medicine and all the wonderful formulas and recipes today that modern medicine can give us has relieved so much suffering. Like my sister-in-law, Rosalind Toh, whose testimony is in a weekly paper. They found that it was an unknown infection. But the last try, they got the right medicine. And she has healed. That today doctors can restore eyesight. They cannot open the eyes of the blind. But we go for operation on the eye for cataract. And even those who have their legs amputated, cut off, they can fix for you artificial legs and you can walk. It is a great blessing. And so I'd like to tell you a story of the mission that brought the gospel to our ancestors in China. The English Presbyterian, English Presbyterian mission. The first missionary was William Burns. I told you that. And in those days, they had a great proportion of medical missionaries. Not only the pastors, the preachers, the educators, but we had the medical doctors who did a mighty job winning souls to Christ. From 1847 to 1947, 100 years, they sent 48 doctors to China. And they worked in three districts. Suatao, that's my hometown, Shantou. Amoy, the hometown of Hokkien. They call it Xiamen. And Formosa, now they call it Taiwan. And the mission built 8 hospitals. And because of all these medical missionaries, they were able to win hundreds to Christ. One man who got converted to Christianity was the headman, the district officer of Suatao. He was dying of typhoid fever, and in most cases, typhoid would be a fatal disease. when he was healed, he was so happy that he gave a piece of land on a hill overlooking the sea to build a new hospital. And also, he would give 50 cents to anyone who would attend church every Sunday. The poor people, of course, became as rice Christians. But that was his zeal to do his part to bring souls for Christ. And so, in the period when there was no medicine, the medical doctors became star missionaries, in fact. But you try to open a Christian mission hospital in Singapore, are you able to excel? The specialists, no. It will not work in Singapore at all, because you don't hear of any mission hospital here. It doesn't work. Neither in Nairobi. I've been to Africa and Nairobi to visit our mission field. And if you would go to the no man's land, to the semi-civilized tribes, then you can use medicine to win souls for Christ. This land that we go is called Maasai land. And the government still allows them because they are semi-civilized. So the elders, the older people still move about with their spears, carrying their spears in the streets, and colorful long gowns. So Dr. Patrick Tan of New Life Church went to Africa, to Maasai land, to open up through educational work, starting a school. And these who come in the tribal way, for them to attain to excellence, they must spear a lion. How many lions? But we have a sister, Chan Pui Ming, a nurse who loves the Lord. She could not enter Laos, but with the opening in Maasai land, she went and started the clinic. And it was so successful because of her compassion for the people. They come about 40 persons for treatment every day. Single-handed, it is very hard. One day, a fellow came with a very swollen arm, full of pus. And Dr. Tan, the doctor, happened to be there, so he can operate. With one jab of his knife, a stream of bad blood and pus flowed out, and immediately he was relieved. This man was so happy, he said, "Now I will present a goat to thank the clinic." But later on, he accepted Christ. That's where medical missions come in. So, what is the moral of my story? Is there any doctor here? You have a good business, but the Lord moves you and is calling you. Who will go for us? Whom shall we send? I believe our church, though it's young, we're able to support the medical missionary if you will go. The Lord will give us the strength. Why did Jesus heal in his ministry? His job is to save souls by preaching out of the Old Testament or out of his own word. But because he's the Son of God, naturally the power of the Son of God will be manifested. And the Pharisees and Sadducees who did not believe Jesus, Jesus challenged them, "You know why I do all these things? These miracles are to show you that I am the Son of God. If you don't believe me, believe my miracles." Well, the logic of faith, I believe him. Praise the Lord. And he's forgiven me of all my sins. Surely, if I believe him, I believe his miracles. Vice versa. May the Lord really speak to your heart of going over the scriptures by application speaks to someone who fits the picture. Let us pray. O Lord, have mercy on all of us. May every soul be saved who has come to hear of your great works and miracles. Now we pray for someone who may volunteer to go to Africa, to a semi-civilized country, the Maasai land, with 250,000 people, but they have nowhere to go for healing. And we thank thee that through healing, one soul was saved. A doctor would be very effective, as we all can see. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.